Hey y'all, what's up? This is episode 15. Like the consistency, and look, let me pat myself on the back 2 times. All right, thank you. This episode, I have my guy Mello Will. He just dropped a fire new single on Monday called Baby on Baby. It's streaming everywhere, so make sure y'all go listen to that and enjoy this interview. Sit back, relax. You're now kicking it with Key. This is episode 15, and we have Mello. Is it Mello Will, or is it just Mello? Which one? Mello Will.
Well, there's a Will.
This episode is entitled Woke Up Positive, because that's exactly where you be putting out that content every day. And I do look forward to the Woke Up Positives, because I'm like, you know, some days, this especially during this virtual learning, I'm like, let me get some positivity going on.
Right.
So go 100%. Ahead, tell the people, who is Mello Will?
Mello Will, that's interesting of a question already. Just Mello Will, because it made me think like Mello Will is almost like something that's has been created, right? But if I just say like with the core of who I am, I'm going to just go with that, right? I am an artist, but also I am Dante Williams, a father at the same time. I guess you could say like a public figure. I'm a advocate for positivity.
And go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. I was going to say, I like to push hustling. You know what I'm saying? Like just pushing boundaries and being yourself. And that's what I'm about.
So being that you went ahead and dropped your government. Okay. So then I can talk about how I know Dante. Do you remember when we were little, we was in a car accident? Do you remember that? See, because you was young. You know, I'm a little bit older than you. Not that much. But
when we was little, we was in
my stepmother's car, your godmother, and we got hit by a metro bus.
Now look.
Yeah, because you may remember more than me. It may have been more of a traumatic experience for you. I just remember, I feel like the car we was in was burgundy. It was back when the seatbelts, you know, used to click them up in the top, not click it down at the bottom.
Wow.
That part, I remember that. Then we got hit by a metro bus.
Oh, I definitely was thinking about a whole different accident. Never mind. When I said from the back, somebody was just telling me how they got hit from the back from a metro bus. So, no, I don't remember this accident.
I think it was, like, on the side. I don't think it was, it wasn't a real major damage. But, like, every time I think about you, I remember, like, that's the first memory I have of us together is that.
Wow.
I know, right?
At least
we still here to talk about the metro bus accident from the early 90s.
Right.
With the clickable seatbelts.
I used to like those too. I don't know why. And probably because it didn't have to pull that whole thing across me. I could just hit one click and I could have just one strap instead of both of them.
I was like, I don't know if it was lazy or not, because, you know, the seatbelt just come up for you. Like, you ain't have to do nothing. But, yeah.
Yep.
For real. Because especially since you got the whole beep, 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 beep for your seatbelt.
Right.
They should just kept that automatic thing in there. But...
automatic. Yeah. I don't understand it. That's a good question. I'm going to ask that to... I'm gonna ask Kid, what's going on, that was kind of like a Toyota thing, I feel like those were in Toyota, probably, so it's so crazy
like to see you rapping, because I know shy, quiet Dante, and then this Mello Will. I'm like, who was Mello Will? Where he was at when we were growing up, because you were just quiet.
You don't even know. Not even just growing up, even all through school. Probably even a little after school. Like, a lot of people didn't know me as talkative at all. Like, even speaking my opinion, saying anything. That whole quiet thing, that took probably starting to perform. When I started doing rap, I got around a group of friends and started rapping. And then me and one guy, my man Lee, tag team and became a group, and we would go and perform, right? And I was still kind of shy, but by that time I had at least started drinking a little bit. So I got a little bit out of my shell, probably from that initially, but performing and being next to a guy that he portrayed a whole lot of confidence, you know what I'm saying? Like out there, like he was that. And I think it eventually like rubbed off, like he not doing it no more. But when it came down to performing and just being myself and even growing, like getting into self-development books and learning myself and becoming more confident in myself, I started to break out of my shell and talk way more, express my opinions, really feel like I had something to say and that it mattered. And I think even as a shy young kid, that was always, I don't know, I didn't feel like, I was always nonchalant too. So a lot of stuff I didn't care about, I didn't speak on, I wasn't interested in the topics everybody was talking about, combined with a lot of, probably a lack of confidence. Like hindsight, to me, it feels like it was just a lack of confidence there, you know what I'm saying? Like to speak on anything or to let anybody hear me. Like I didn't want no attention, you know what I'm saying? So it is wild for me to be doing this, what I'm doing, to come from that, but I could definitely see the transition going from a quiet, not say one word. Like if you didn't speak to me,
this wasn't speaking.
I wasn't saying like, nothing.
Why don't you ever talk? You know, and I'm always talking. So I was like, dang, don't say like dang. Say something more.
What was that? Right, and it was probably mixed opinions about it too. Like some people might have thought I was either thought I was too good, or some people just was like, what's wrong with him? He's weird. Like, it was, then when it came to high school and girls, they were saying, man, he's gay. And it's like he ain't giving me no play, nothing, no attention. I'm like, man, I don't got nothing to say. I don't know what to say, for real.
Now you're
like,
talking all the time, making up for lost time.
right, making up for so much lost
time.
So
when did you start rapping? Like, how old were you? This, you know...
If I had to pick a point, I know I first even considered it when right after high school, what was I, 18, and then moved into an apartment with my guy Lee that I was just talking about, and they all would go, we had a den in there, and we would go in there and they would have freestyle sessions. And I was still kind of, I was like breaking out of my element, but I was still kind of shy at the same time. So in there, but I was around people, so I was comfortable when I was around people that I knew, you know what I'm saying? But eventually I got to the point where I would jump in the freestyle session, and that got me kind of, because it still felt awkward. It felt like, ooh, like, you got the shakes, like, I don't know if I'm going to say the right thing. It nerve-wracking, you know what I'm saying? But eventually I got decent at it, and then getting feedback, I would say that was the initial moment when I was, what was that? I'm going to say like 07, but then I didn't really rap, like make songs until I think 2010. My uncle had a label and he got word that I somewhat did rapping. And then I went to a few studio sessions and he was like, okay. And so he kind of showed me a whole lifestyle. Like he had bread, he was running the whole label. He had other artists on the label. And I'm running with them. I would get on a song here and there. So that was probably my first little experience to it. But then when I say all that to say, it lead me to think about what I think of as starting to take it serious, which I would say was about 7 years ago. And I ended up dropping my first like mixtape or something. And I started up the whole Mellow Monday thing.
Okay. So don't talk too much about Mellow Monday because that's one of my questions. Okay. So clearly you already told us that you know, you started doing this with your friend Lee, so that was like a little just y'all was awesome, like crisscross type stuff. It was just the two of y'all, or
just the two of us? For sure. Yeah, no, we when we did, we started that, and then he knew some dudes from around his way, around the city. We ended up being like somewhat of a group for a little bit, Flat Out Boys. But we didn't do too much with that. But me and Lee, it was Tay and Lee. That was actually the name of our group. So we signed with my uncle, like a little deal, and was running with him for a little bit.
So I'm gonna have to go back because I don't think I ever didn't catch the Tay and Lee era. So I'm gonna have to go back. So I was wondering, what's YNL?
YNL came after Tay and Lee, I believe. Yeah, so that was Lee. I think Lee was still dabbling with the rap. Like Lee, he's somebody I always be trying to push, but he ain't really one that's as driven as I am to actually go and make it happen. But YNL was somewhere. It was still Lee, but then my man John Doe. Even Chuck Meads, it was four of us. So we used to hang, these dudes I was hanging with, I think that was around maybe 2016, 2015, something like that. We would hang, and then eventually I came up with Young and Living. It was like, I don't know if we could curse or whatever, but Young Niggas Living. And we kind of formed a group. I was like, man, because we just felt like a group would be more impactful. You know what I'm saying? And we wasn't really trying to be a group of rappers, but I mean, we weren't trying to be a rap group, but a group of rappers. So that was like almost like ASAP Mob with ASAP Rocky, ASAP Ferg, and all that.
So y'all was like this NBA and YBN, y'all was doing that. It was like YNL, Mello, like that.
We ain't go by them names, but that's basically the same thing. You know what I'm saying? I was just Mello, you know.
I ain't gonna lie, because I remember John Doe came out with the This Is Not a Mixtape. And when I say I still listen to that to this day, yeah, for I love that joint. That joint was, it was John Funky, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, all the way, like, I listen to it, I don't even skip no tracks. Like, I was telling people, I was like, hey, wow. y'all heard that John Doe? Yeah, that's tight. Like not even on that piff, like that's tight. So yeah, shout out to you, you told me to listen to him, so I listened to him, and then so I'm like, he owe me a little cut, give you a little bit of the profit, you know, make sure he listens to this episode, so his friends listen to it too, so you know what I'm saying, because I'm out here talking about a mixtape that he dropped like six, seven years ago
years ago, and he probably don't even know who you are.
So yeah, I do be listening to that joint. That's amazing. And this is not a mixtape, and then the little Black China song was on there, and the Shroom Changed My Life, you know, I was like, yeah, see, look, but this ain't about him, maybe we get him another time, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, that's so interesting that you listen to that, that's interesting, shout out to that man. So now, what are your top stream songs?
The top streaming song right now is Made in Maryland. As of today, though, Baby on Baby came out yesterday, Monday. So that one is currently being streamed the most. But as far as what song has the most streams, is Made in Maryland.
And that's that's when you shot the video. You was outside, like at the basketball court or something. Okay. See.
Yeah, it was like over in Walker Mill, had a basketball.
See,
court,
I really be supporting. I really be supporting.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Because I do got a couple faves from you too. You know what I'm saying? When you first the mood song, we had mood on repeat over here.
Listen, my mother loved that song. She be blown that I don't like push it more. I'm like, mom, that is kind of over.
I be living in the past.
We could bring it back.
I be living later. In the past. You know, I still like listening to 90s R&B, so you know me. But yeah, that is more like of your, you know what I'm saying, a girl, you know, for your ladies type of audience. So I can see why your mother liked that song.
Man, for real. And it's just a good vibe. Like, it's about a good mood. Everybody want to be in a good mood. That song, I definitely feel like it puts me in a good mood.
So I mess with that joint. And, you know, Maryland Live get me hyped too. You know what I'm saying? Like, 301. Yeah, I be getting a little hyped with that song too.
Did you ever see that joint had made it on like some DMV? I think it's DMV Hoods and News or something. One of them DMV pages.
And they...
think that's what it's called, but they had posted it and was like, is this the, because I had kind of marketed it like, yeah, this the Maryland anthem, you know what I'm saying? And they posted it, was like, is this the Maryland anthem? And somebody had actually told me about it. My man Monty Cole, who actually is on the song, he was like, he was in his work truck with his somebody else, and they was listening to it, and they was like, hey man, it's on high. And he was like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm on that song. And he had to take his phone and see what he was listening to it on. And he was like, man, I'm on Instagram, on DMV Hoods, or whatever, whichever page it was. And I think that's the one, though. But he ended up saying, yeah, that's my man's song. And I said, wow. And I went and checked it. And it was so, that was the first time that I think I ever received, like, so much dislikes. As far as people, actually, it made me feel good, because I'm like, people, at least somebody got something to say. You know what I'm saying? I had got to a point where I felt like, man, everybody can't like everything. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to have an opinion. So when they started to speak out like that, I felt a little more validated. Like, okay, so something's happening.
You know, that's more so like constructive criticism. So that just gives you that feel to keep going? Or did it kind of like, did you reevaluate everything?
Definitely. Nah, you already know how I speak. Like, that's really how I live. Like, I don't take nothing and be down about it. Don't discourage me. Like I just said, like, it made me feel like, yes, you know what I'm saying? Finally, some hate. That means I'm doing something right. Because, like I said, I don't feel like everybody could love everything. So to see people at least having something to say means that it did something. And it still was like endless people that liked it. And then even some of the people that were saying negative things, I would reply and say something. So I was replying to comments, and what I noticed was the way I come at people with, I don't come with like negativity or hate or trying to get back to you, or, you know what I'm saying? You hurt my ego, so now I got to come hurt you type. Like, I'm trying to get an understanding, or I'm like, appreciate the response, appreciate the feedback type of responses. And then people end up like turning into fans. Like, they'll DM me, hey man, sorry I came at it like that, woo woo woo. And I'm like, wow, this is interesting. People switch up. Yeah, but
y'all was on the best.
Yeah, Murder Live was cool. I thought it was a good song. A random bus that was just sitting in Iverson Mall parking lot.
Well, y'all just jumped on the bus.
Jumped on it while nobody was there. We just jumped on the bus. And then the funny part was, soon as we finished shooting that scene, the lady that I guess was the bus driver started walking back towards the bus, and she seen us getting off, and she yelling, hey,
y'all done hijacked the bus for the video.
We like, whatever, we done that. Right.
Hey, yeah, yes. Y'all I was like, really, this is perfect. This is the best part of the video. And then I also like the fact that, you know, especially in this political climate, you know, you had that I Can't Breathe song for George Floyd, or about George Floyd. And I thought that was really good, especially because you don't want to lose any type of, you know, because you're trying to build up your following. So you don't want to do stuff that kind of can diminish your following. But I, you know, that was bold, and I do like that song as well. So shout out to you. Yeah, making a song was a bold move.
You saying making a song was a bold move?
You on several streaming sites, you know what I'm saying? So you probably got people from all races who listening to your music, and then to come out with a song that's like, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, you could have received some, you know, some people may like less streams, but of course the Black people are like supporting that song because, you know.
Right, they for it. It definitely wasn't a political move. But and of course it is people that's coming with the man, but all lives matter. And I resonate with them too, because I agree. You know what I'm saying? All lives do matter.
Yeah.
So if you feel that way, you know, understood. I'm just saying all lives don't matter.
Like, all lives do matter, but that ain't the point with this one. We gotta say Black Lives Matter, you know what I'm saying? That's what we focusing on right now. So, you know, don't try to come diminish our light, you know what I'm saying? Just because we saying Black Lives Matter, no one ever said all lives didn't matter. So, you know. But let's talk about Mellow Monday. Okay. How did Mellow Monday start? And when you started it, like, you know, what was the purpose of Mellow Monday?
Mellow Monday. Mellow Monday was so random, but it really kicked me in the gear, and I'm glad I did it. It literally, I say like this, it was a Wednesday. For some reason, this stands out. It was a Wednesday. This is my first time. I'm about to drop a mixtape, and I'm just like sitting there thinking of ideas, like how to promote, because at this point, I hadn't done a whole lot. So I'm trying to figure out how to come about, how to go about it. And that was one of the ideas that came to mind. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start a freestyle series and I'm going to call it Mellow Monday. And literally that Monday following that Wednesday, I jumped into it. And I had the idea that I was just going to do a bunch of whatever the hottest song is. I'm going to do that.
Little cabbage.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to remix it. Or not remix it, but put my own little freestyle to it. Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm going to run with that. And I'm going to do it every Monday until the mixtape drops. So I think I had 11 weeks to lead up to the mixtape. And so I did it for 11 straight weeks and then dropped the mixtape, which was, matter of fact, all those 11 weeks turned into the mixtape, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And you're taking me back. All those led into the mixtape. And from there on, I realized that Mellow Monday had become a thing. So now I'm like, I gotta run with this. Like, I'm picking up some momentum, so I'm not gonna stop it. So I ended up doing it week after week. I ended up getting other artists that got on it. And that's when it really started to turn up. And then hindsight, that's really what started to spread my brand more, because more people were starting to see me, like other artists around the area that would get on, would then post it and say, hey, I'm on Mellow Monday. And that would give me exposure to their audience. So that started to spread like that. That was a fun time. And then even when I did it for a year straight, where I literally didn't miss no weeks at all, like not even 1 week. I did it 52 weeks. Mm-hmm. My whole thing was, I'm about to do a year straight, and I had to do what I said I was going to do.
Nah,
right?
Man. What?
Kind of like how you doing this podcast. I know it ain't easy. I know how it is. It's not easy. So when I said I was going to do that, and I did it, and then I'm doing a visual with it too, like recording a video, trying to make sure my schedule link up with the other artist's schedule and we both can get there and make sure your bars is on point because we got one take. Like, it was probably more stress than I should have put on myself, but it worked out. It built a whole lot of momentum, and then combined with that, starting to perform really started to really spread.
And so how has Mellow Monday evolved? Because now you're doing something else on Mondays. It's not just freestyles. It's a single, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's a song. At one point, I was doing the podcast. I just try to make sure I stay synonymous with Monday. You know what I'm saying? So even after I stopped that show, I'm talking about a year, 2 years after, people still be like, yeah, you do Mellow Monday, right? And I'm like, I haven't done that in a minute. But it left that type of imprint on people. Like, they still remember that. Like, even if they never watched one episode, they know of Mellow Monday. They know Mellow. When they think of Monday, they think of Mellow. And that's something I didn't intentionally do. That wasn't what I went into it to do, but it taught me that. Like, how to become synonymous, or if I'm saying the right word. But,
And so,
I branded that heavily.
Do you have a manager? Like, how are you managing to stay on top of all these things, you know, trying to be, you know, you're a parent, and you got your whole your rap career, so, and then you're on like all the dang on social media networks. Like, we can find you on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. I even be on your TikTok. I'm like, look, I'm addicted to TikTok. I've been on that thing for hours. My newest love. So you smart. Yeah, you smart for going over there. I saw you with the little Rubik's Cube, and you got the kids on there.
The Rubik's Cube took off too. Like, I didn't expect it. I didn't know what was gonna happen with TikTok. It was fun at first, but now it's like that got to be a thing that I need to put more attention on, because it's so much easier
getting on the For You page,
spread awareness and go viral.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely. I think at this point, you know, like, in I think I did for like 2 months, or like maybe the first month after that one little Rubik's Cube video started going off. Within a month or two, it went up to 14,000 followers. I had never seen nothing like that happen before. You know what I'm saying? So that showed me. And then for some reason, I stopped doing it for like.
Well, it was almost.
I just got back
gone,
on TikTok
know,
for real, so. Like a week or two ago. I know.
Yeah.
I'm still.
I think it's safe now.
I think
it's here to stay now. They came up with a little deal. You know, some Americans got some jobs off of it, so it's here to stay.
Right. Yeah. That's
right.
That joint too big to go anyway. I don't know what they talking about, but I did want to answer. I don't think I answered the whole transitioning Mellow Monday, because now it is a song. Oh, I did say that. It is a song, but I just try to make sure some type of content, whether it's a video, whether it's a freestyle, whether it's a song. I even got my podcast that I'm going to get back active on, because I know I fell off with the podcast a little bit, but just staying active. And then I used to have a manager. Camille was managing me, like early on when I was doing Mellow Monday. She hit, it was just my best friend. She reached out and was like, you know what? Basically, she supported me. She wanted to manage me. She's not like an official music manager, but she was helping out a hell of a lot, like, and helping me stay on point, finding different shows and all that, venues, showing up with me at every single joint. But I say for the past maybe 2 years, it's really just been all me. Just, of course, people that support me. That's probably the biggest thing that I could use, but I don't have nobody that's literally running with me on the daily things that I got to do, from promotion to distributing the music to getting everything done, contacting people, setting up all the behind the scenes, the paperwork. Like, it's really just me. It's probably not how it should be. Like, I probably do need more of a team, because like you said, there's a lot having to deal with kids and all that. And it becomes overwhelming sometimes, but.
So I wasn't even hip to the podcast, and clearly you see I be trying to stay up with you, you know, support you as best I can. So I wasn't even hip to the podcast.
Hey,
I did see you've been doing like vlogs on YouTube now, but I didn't know about the podcast. So tell me about that real quick, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that way when you do get back on, me and my peoples can support that as well.
For sure. So I just got the Willpower podcast. As you know, when I do the whole Woke Up Positive, I would go, where there's a will, there's a way. And I found that I like talking, like, because I read a lot. I listen to a lot of, like, inspirational people or just self-development type of stuff, like leaders, you know what I'm saying? So it makes me want to share that. And I started the podcast because it's like, I'm going to share it with people that actually want to listen. Like, Instagram, cool. But most people really want to get on Instagram for entertainment. So when it comes to that type of content, I don't know if it's specially made for Instagram, unless that was what my page was all about. So I just moved it over to a podcast where I could, instead of doing a 1 minute Woke Up Positive message, I could sit down and have a 30 minute to an hour conversation with somebody else that's thinking like me, or, you know what I'm saying, doing things that they want to speak on that have to do with, I don't know, moving forward.
So I'm going to be sure to be on the lookout. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit you up like, hey, what's up with the Willpower podcast? Like, come on. You know, like that fire for you. Okay,
yeah,
so I'm going to go back and check out the intro
I
already got.
I'm
going to go ahead and make sure I tag it in when I post this episode too. So everybody can go back and listen to that too. Jumping back to Mellow Monday, right? So now, right now, you're dropping a song every Monday. Is that leading up? Is an EP, an album, something about to drop? Like, what's going on?
That's interesting. I posted something maybe a couple months ago to see what people felt, because I didn't think anybody cared about albums. So I posted something asking, do y'all still care for albums, or is singles enough? Like, I felt like if I kept dropping one every week, this is how I was thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If I drop an album, everybody gonna listen to song number one. But by the time you get to song number 10, the plays die down. So when I dropped The Struggle Is Real, the album 2 years ago, the first song, the first song don't have the most streams, but the last song, the last song don't have the least streams. That's crazy. But, and I think it's because of the way I push certain songs too. But it was songs that was within there that, like, you could tell once you get to the middle, to the end, the streams and everything starts to fall off. So I'm like, but if I drop a one, let's just call it a one song album every week, that at least give me a chance that everybody gonna go listen to that one song. So I was running with one song. I kind of stole that method from Russ. You hip to Russ?
Yeah.
So I ran with that. And it's not necessarily leading up to anything, but I have album ideas in mind. So if the demand is high enough, and if I feel compelled to put an album together, I have enough and I could do it, and it will come. I'm thinking 2021. I do want to do a whole body of work. Because it seemed like that's what people want. I just want to do whatever anybody want to hear, for real.
Right.
So if they for the whole album, it's like, man, I want to sit down and consume a whole album of you. Then if that demand is high enough, then I feel like it's a smart move to do it. But I also was feeling like it wasn't all the way necessary, because as long as I'm staying consistent, it looked a little better to always be dropping rather than dropping one album. And then for the whole rest of the year, nobody hears from you.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
But you also could drop the album and then be promoting a single each week, too.
There it is.
Let me find out. I'm coming for there Camille Jobs right now.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
So, I like it. Being that, like, so I know you said that you and Lee was on a label earlier on, but where are you at now? You just independent?
Yeah, so I got my own Diamond Related Entertainment, and that's my LLC. That's my whole little company, and I'm basically I haven't signed any artists other than me, so I just push myself with that. building up a team around that, right? And what I'm thinking is get myself to a certain level to where I have enough pull and leverage that once I bring other people on, then I can put them in a better position, basically. Even though I probably can now, because I noticed that I know a lot more than a lot of artists. A lot of artists are just artists, like they just make music and they don't know none of the business. Where when it comes to this, it's like I use the numbers 90-10. It's like 90% everything else and 10% of the music. But yeah, so it's just me and Diamond Related Entertainment right
now. So would you say that it's hard, putting out music and making videos and stuff because you don't have a big label behind you? Or do you feel as though because it's just you, you have more creative control to do what you want, whereas if you were with a label, you know, you may be restricted from certain things?
Yeah, I don't even think my goal is to be signed to the type of label deal where I'm going to be restricted with anything. I like having control. And I would also love a team. Like, that's something I'm working on within myself to get better at developing my team. Because I probably have the right people around me. I just haven't taken that leadership role enough to where I put the whole thing together to where everything works out and everybody's doing certain things. But a team definitely is way better than doing anything by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like having a team of people that when it comes to certain things versus me trying to come up with all the ideas, all the plans, all the everything, making the content. Other than I outsource like graphics for like cover arts or videos. Of course, I'll get a videographer to shoot and edit the video for like an actual music video. But even for, like, my vlog on YouTube, like, I'm doing the edits for that. And I guess it is. It's a little harder. It's a little harder, but at the same time, all the payoff goes to me. But it's like, but if you have a larger team doing more, would the payoff of that be larger? You know what I'm saying?
And so, like, for instance, because I know you selling the t-shirts, and then I saw you was pushing the mask, because everybody need a mask right now, okay? So, are you actually making the shirts and masks yourself, or do you have somebody that is doing it, you know, you give them your design, and then they make the order for you?
Yep. So, I got a designer that I just tell what I want for my design. We put it together. Then I send the design off to the people that do the shirts. They put the shirts together. And then even the girl that do the mask, I just sent her my design. She put the mask together. She gave me the mask. But I also have it now where I use a site called Teespring. So you click on a link and it's like a whole Maryland merch store. So I don't even have to do it necessarily out the trunk no more with most of it. Other than the mask, I still got the mask. But everything else, it's like I got a phone case. They got the hoodies, the leggings, the tank tops, the t-shirts, the socks. Yeah. What? Yeah, yeah.
The leggings, though, you know, I don't got no bet, you know, I'm always in the leggings, though.
Ain't that what the leggings?
The leggings is supposed to be for girls with bets, but I break the rule because I don't got no bet. But I love some leggings.
I thought the leggings make the butt pop.
No, it's ten. Look, I was going to tell you a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? You probably ain't even ready for all that conversation, you know.
Right. Nah, but all of that is there. So now it's like, it's more to it, but I don't know. Yeah, everything's on the site. It's the link in my bio, though. It'll say Maryland merch. But everything, all those items I didn't have when I was doing it just out of my trunk. So now that made it a little easier because then they deal with all the everything, like customer service, any issues, you know what I'm saying? They deal with that. So
that's what's up.
I'm trying to move everything with that online. That way I'm not having to extra stuff to do.
Okay, I see you.
Other than the time it took me to, took a little bit of time to set up the store.
But that was you it. Got it up and running, you know what I'm saying? So, I remember, I feel like I had just had my son, or maybe I was pregnant with him. He was at my job, he was fixing the labels, the label maker. Wasn't that what you was doing? So you still do that?
Yeah, hey, you remember that?
I remember everything. I remember when we got hit by the metro.
Hold up, what happened? So that doing like ATM machines, but no, not ATM machines. The machines that make the ATM cards.
Oh yeah, that's what you was making. It was the ID cards. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the machines that do those, any type of ID for real, like the school IDs, the printers that print those out, all those type of things. Yeah,
I was like, the world is so small. Like, what you doing at my job, boy?
I forgot I had seen you.
I ain't there, though. I ain't at that job no more. But, you know, God bless me. You know, he was opening doors and stuff.
Yes, so, indeed.
And won't he do it? but yeah, so you still working a full-time job, being a dad. And you got the whole Maryland merch business. You Mellow Will the rapper. You doing vlogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang.
When you say it like that, I'm like,
dang. Well, look,
I need to relax.
Pre-corona, when was the last time you, like, just went on a trip? It was just cooling.
Even since corona, I went, the last trip I went on, people gave me a lot of slack about it.
You went to Miami. Oh, see, that's listeners, please beware.
I know
we are doing this interview social distance, okay? Because see, I can't be messing with him. He going to hot spots and stuff.
So this is the thing. When I came back, I had to immediately go get a test.
Yeah,
they wasn't playing that. And plus, you know, I got kids. Right. I'm around, so I'm negative. Yeah, amen. Everything was good, but that's the last trip I did. I don't even remember. Before that, I was supposed to do a trip earlier this year, but that one had got canceled because it was right around the time Corona had started. So, it was South by Southwest out Texas.
Music festival. Yeah, you hear about that.
Yeah, so I was supposed to go there, but they canceled it. So, yeah, that's the only trip I've done this year. I don't remember the last place I went.
Yeah, because I see why. Because you're doing everything. Like, you be out here.
The trips I take, though, you have to do with music. So I do remember now. Because the last thing I did was A3C, which is in Atlanta. So that was in October.
I like Atlanta.
So, yeah,
too.
If I do.
I like going down there.
It's amazing. I try to make any trip that I'm doing something where I can benefit somehow. But other than that, like a whole vacation, like just chilling,
So let's talk about the latest single that just came out yesterday, Baby on Baby. I only heard the snippets. I haven't listened to the song yet, but I, you know, by the time this episode drop on Friday, I'm gonna know a couple bars. So I'll probably rap a little intro when I introduce the episode. Like, you know what I'm saying? But so what's Baby on Baby about?
Basically, like, for me, it's, I feel like motivation. Like, it's just like, I gotta get it by any means necessary. That's the vibe behind it. It's like, I'm sure you heard the term on baby. Like, people be like, put that on baby. I don't even really use that lingo, but when I was making the song, when the beat came on, for some reason that came to my head and I ran with it. And basically the verse is talking about like grinding it out, being a father, doing what I gotta do, no matter what.
We getting it. On baby.
Yeah.
So I'm a most definitely, you know what I'm saying, listen to that. You know, with this whole virtual learning and stuff, this is normally my time where I just put my little AirPods on and just be catching up on stuff.
Yeah.
Oops, my bad. No, it was me, my bad. So oh, because if I try to listen to something while the kids in school, the kids be all like, I had an AirPods on and, you know, I may just start bobbing my head or something. My daughter be like, oh, what's that? What you watching? I'm like, girls, you not paying attention to class? So I had to wait till they go to bed now because we don't have that time more with that, my me time. So the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? I got the music. I'm still doing that, playing the music in the shower while I'm in the shower. And then, you know, AirPods at nighttime or whatever.
Right. At least you're not all in there. I seen something today where a lady was saying she was taking it for the teachers or coming for the parents, I should say, on some, like, she was like, yeah, you parents, we need to be talking to those parents who are all on the screen in the background.
I actually shared this, the lady at the podium talking or whatever, and she said I would say no profanity, but you don't know, y'all probably don't know what that means, so no cursing. You talking about that video? Because I shared that the other week. I saw it on TikTok. Because I'm always on TikTok. But she was going in on TikTok. The parents. But I haven't had any of those issues with my kids. Like, I haven't heard any parents saying anything while over here. But I have seen stuff like posted on the internet. But nah, it's probably me. I'm probably the parent that be saying the wild shit. Like, Is you on mute?
It's me.
I throw stuff at my kids because they be doing too much. But at least you only got one. You only got one that's doing social distance. Virtual learning. So, and he older, but
I keep independent. I check in. I just check in on him every once in a while. He had got caught with his phone trying to do stuff on the phone, and he had to get that snatched, so he don't even have that no more. Yeah. So now it's like just popping.
See, my son, you know, I walked up on him, and he playing like a Dragon Ball Z game or something on the computer, though. Like, he had the Zoom up, and he had the game up. And I'm like, so now he got to sit right across from me because he got me messed up. You know what I'm saying? But
basically this whole wave is messing it up for kids that was like the class clown and all that. Like, it's one student. It's actually my barber's son, but he and my sister's class, and his mother be on that joint all the time, just like, Brandon, what you doing? Did you raise your hand? Are you answering the question? And it's just like all in the screen, though, all over the joint, like on him the whole time, not even letting up. But he was one of them kids that in school, he was that guy. You know what I'm saying?
A part of me wants the kids to go back to school, but another part of me is like, you know, I don't want nothing to happen to them because I'd be so hurt that I was rushing them out and then boom, Corona hit 10 times harder than it already did, you know? But I just be wanting just 5 minutes to myself. Right, that's right. 5 minutes. I don't even know what that life is about. 5 minutes to myself. But for real, was there anything that you wanted to say? You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go ahead, tell the people your social media so they can go follow you and what platforms you're streaming on so they can go take a listen. And you got a woke up positive ending. You got some positive.
Right. Social medias, I am Mellow Will everywhere, like she said. Even Twitter. I don't know if you be on the Twitter, but I'm even on the Twitter, the Facebook, the TikTok. I just got back on Snapchat the other day. I'm always on and off of Snapchat. So Snapchat even. That's Mellow YNL though. But I am Mellow Will.
I put you
nothing off the top.
I know. I hear the rain. I hear the rain in the background.
I'm all trying to focus on the road. It's raining right now. I forgot what I said this morning, but nah, for real, I just say my whole thing and what I feel is my purpose, right, is helping people believe that anything is possible. So I could just leave everybody with that, man. Anything. And I think that stuck out to me because when I was growing up, I feel like I heard that so much from my mother, like, anything is possible. Put your mind to anything is possible. And she might not even known what she was doing, but she just like programmed me to really, really believe that. Like, I almost believe I can fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I say anything. So when people complain about stuff, man, look, man, it's possible. When I really don't like the word can't. Whenever I hear that word, my immediate feeling and reaction is, yes, you can. You know what I'm saying? I even made a song with my kids that go, whenever I hear them say can't, we sing, yes, I can. I make a little beat to it and be like, yes, I can. They get to singing it with me. This is the twins, not Damari. You know, he a little too old for that. But the twins, we get to singing, yes, I can. But yeah, man, everything is possible. And that's why I always woke up positive.
There's a will, there's a way. We is wrapping up episode 15 with Mellow Will. Okay, like, thank you so much. Like, shout, I'm so happy you did. Yes, 15. I'm out here.
Hitting
boom, boom, boom.
You hit
consistency.
Them.
No, it's not. It's not at all.
They need to know this ain't like easy.
At all.
15
so,
episodes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep that up. Appreciate you.
We just wrapped up episode 15. Shout out to that guy, Mellow Will, for hopping on this podcast with me. I hope y'all go ahead and stream Baby on Baby and all his other music. In the description of this episode, there's a link so you can go to his Instagram, his YouTube, his podcast, where you can stream his music, all that. It's in the description. It's also posted on my Instagram page, so make sure you check that man out, okay? He's out here doing everything. Got the vlog, got the merchandise. He's selling masks, okay? So all my folks in Maryland, go ahead and get y'all mask. Just thank y'all. Thank y'all for staying with me if you've been listening for 15 episodes. Like, shout out to you. This episode did have a little bit of hiccups and delays. I recently learned that the app that we try to record on kind of has a delay. So going forward, I know better, so I'll do better. But until next time, stay 6 feet apart, wear your mask, wash your hands, and stay safe, y'all. Till next time, I'm out.